This is a Fox News alert. A possible COVID vaccine for younger children. I'm Lisa Brady. Pfizer just submitting its application to give extra low doses of its COVID vaccine to kids under age 5, beginning at 6 months old. The FDA had urged the company to apply earlier than planned.
Possibly before the end of this month, the FDA would start out by authorizing 2 doses of the Pfizer shot for this age group, with the potential to expand to a third dose or booster shot after Pfizer releases additional data in March. The Pfizer vaccine currently has full authorization for use in people 16 and older, with an emergency use authorization for children as young as 5.
Fox's Jonathan Sary. The new application for even younger kids is for emergency use authorization. There have been more COVID cases worldwide since Omicron was first detected than in all of 2020, the first year of the pandemic. 90 million cases reported in the past 10 weeks. With many countries easing restrictions again, the head of the World Health Organization is urging people not to underestimate the variant, even though it tends to bring less severe illness than previous variants. The high volume of infections has led to rising deaths. One student shot and killed another in critical condition after a shooting outside a school in a Minneapolis suburb. There's no word yet on suspects or a motive. A former lecturer accused of threatening UCLA is in custody after a standoff with police in Colorado who were helping to investigate an 800-page manifesto.
Upon reviewing parts of the manifesto, we identified thousands of references to violence, stating things such as killing, death, murder, shootings, bombs, schoolyard massacre.
Boulder County Police Chief Maris Harold says 31-year-old Matthew Harris was arrested after a SWAT team surrounded his apartment. Negotiators spent a few hours talking with him. America is listening to Fox News.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
From the Rockies to New England, another round of storm prep as snow and ice begins a march eastward tomorrow. Texas bracing for more power outages.
It could be either ice on power lines that would cause a power line to go down, or it could be ice on trees that causes a tree to fall and on power lines and cause the power line to go down.
But Governor Greg Abbott says the power grid is ready for peak demand a year after millions lost power and more than 200 died in Texas during a deep freeze and a string of storms. Thousands of people evacuated as an uncontrolled fire at a fertilizer plant continues to burn in North Carolina. Fire crews holding back, setting up a 1 mile radius perimeter because of the danger of a large explosion. They are saying they do not expect that risk to end until at least tomorrow night, so they continue to just maintain that perimeter. The tributes and thank yous have only just begun for a legendary NFL player.
At age 44, coming off a season in which he led the NFL in passing yards and touchdowns, the only player in NFL history to win 7 Super Bowls, Tom Brady announced his retirement in a lengthy post on Instagram. Just over a week since Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers got eliminated from the playoffs, the 22-year NFL veteran wrote, "This is difficult for me to write, but here it goes. I am not going to make that competitive commitment anymore. I've loved my NFL career, and now it is time to focus my time and energy on other things that require my attention."
Fox's Jared Max. So just hours before he retired, a rare Tom Brady football card sold at auction in Maine for $118,000. The 2002 Topps card, one of just 20 from the year he won his first Super Bowl. Well, last year, a pair of rookie cards signed by Brady sold for more than $2 million and $3 million. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.